Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting and diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And seated on my right, we welcome back with great pleasure that outstanding comedian and that delightful performer, Paul Merton. And seated beside him, the senior player of this game who contributes with such wit and erudition on occasions, that is Clement Freud. And seated on my left, a lovely actress, comedy performer, writer, journalist, Maria McCurley. And seated beside her, another wit, a man who writes wonderful lyrics, he performs, he's in cabaret, and an all-round writer. Anyway, that is Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Would you please welcome all four of them? Seated beside me is Charlotte Davies, who's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Assembly Hall Theatre in that lovely spa town of Tunbridge Wells. And we have a group of people in the audience who are obviously high on the waters and anxious for a start. So we'll begin the show with Paul Merton. And Paul, actually the next subject is the first one, taking the waters. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, it's a polite version of taking the urine, and I wouldn't expect anything less in Tunbridge Wells. It's an extremely polite society. You walk around, people doff their caps, men and women greet each other at the railway stations, kiss, embrace, an orgy on Platform 5 is a regular thing on a Monday.
And Kit, you've challenged.
Since I'm spring to the defence of Tunbridge Wells, where I was raised, he's not talking about taking the waters at all.
Yes, I think deviation. That's right. He's deviated from the waters, talking about the wonderful
people
of Tunbridge Wells.
The politesse of these good people.
Yes.
I'm worried about...